Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. GLaDOS. There we go. GLaDOS. She has her tricks already.
Here we are again.
Yes.
It's always such a pleasure.
Remember
when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice.
I got to spend some time with GLaDOS over the weekend. I like her.
Did you? I'm so glad you did. Isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm going to be a low-level Portal fan.
Oh, that GLaDOS.
That GLaDOS, yes. Not the one in Second Life. The real one.
I got to run into the one in Second Life again over the weekend. She is so much fun.
Oh, here we go with the Twitters. Good morning out there, people.
Of course, she said something to me along the lines of, I don't need human companionship. I was like, are you trying to tell me to go away? How rude.
Welcome. Good morning, the Dark One. You're getting good mornings on Twitter. Good morning.
Good morning, Twitter peoples from the Twitterverse.
I'm chewing gum. I'm sorry. I'm fighting cavities while I do the news. See,
oh, very nice. Very nice.
Gotta multitask.
Yeah, I'm still pretty much,
did you think I meant you?
Asleep?
Yeah, I'm trying to wake up, but, you know how it goes.
Morning news and gamers is a hard mix.
Yes, especially when you stay up till 4 a.m.
I was up till 4, I was up with you. It's about noon. Oh, it is noon. Oh, never mind.
It is, yeah. For some of y'all, it's noon.
I already had my lunch. I'm ready to go.
Yay! Ready to go, ready to go.
Yeah, see, you can tell Ginger has had his sleep.
I'm trying, people.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to start some sadness because...
Oh, what you got?
Well, if are following around the web... I'm working in several places. It was announced that Steve Lacy, who's a veteran of the Seattle community, worked at Microsoft for several years. He's worked at Google pretty much everywhere, but he was killed in a car crash in Kirkland. He unfortunately was a victim of a road rage incident, and he was not involved. He's an innocent, you know, was an innocent bystander. He had two children, 5 and 7, and a wife. They just celebrated their 10th anniversary. He received his master's in software engineering in the UK and moved to Redmond in 1997 from London. 2 years after the 3D graphics startup where he worked was acquired by Microsoft, he ended up being Microsoft for a number of years. He worked on a flight simulator, Combat Flight Simulator 2, Flight Simulator 2004, FSX, some Xbox game, Munch's Odyssey, NFL Fever, Crimson Skies, which is one of my favorite games back in the day. And he also built a game engine and scripting an entire language completely from scratch. So he was brilliant. And we're very sorry to see him go this way. You people out there on the road, I know you get road rage, but just let it go.
It's not worth it. And you're putting everybody at danger.
Yeah, these kids are going to have to grow up without their dad. So this is, and I'd the way the story's going, I don't think the person who actually hit him suffered any kind of injuries or anything. But apparently they were in pursuit of another car that cut them off on the freeway.
You know, I was driving through a nice big town here in Texas yesterday and got cut off by a guy. And he just kind of waves and smiles as he just about runs me off the road. And I'm thinking, dude, cars are not toys. What?
You guys control your road rage. Please don't chase people down. And I'm one to be, because I used to be the person that you really just can't. Just kind of, and then you start wondering, you know, thinking, you know, that probably was not the smartest idea, but it's too late. So we're very sorry. Our condolences to his family and all of our friends at Microsoft who are going to miss him. And we lost a brilliant mind, unfortunately. Hope there's lots of code where you are. Steve, and lots of games and all things.
Yes.
Moving along.
All right. And I just opened up the wrong page. There we go. I've only got like four different websites open. Here we go. Lone Star hitches up some gun slinging action. I actually love the title of this
gun action.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star.
No, ma'am. No.
At the heart of the Milky Way lies the Bovinian system, ruled by a semi-intelligent cow-like species. Although technologically advanced to an acceptable level, these Bovinians have maintained a tribal form of society for several thousands of years. Until recently, an age-old custom in the society was to scare young Bovinian calves with boogeyman stories about a scary cowboy. Naughty Bovinian calves would, as the story was caught by this cowboy's unrelenting lasso. Recently, a wealthy Bovinian visionary opened up a park where visitors could come see a genetically engineered cowboy in action. But disaster struck, and the cowboy escaped his cage. Before the Bovinians could react, the cowboy had wrangled the entire park. Terror shook the Bovinian civilization as the cowboy started to wrangle every single Bovinian on the planet. Oh my god. Suddenly the Bovinians found themselves on their out of their cities and wrangled into herds on the green meadows of the whiskey-drinking, bucket-spitting, yee-hawing whore. Oh my god. Once the entire Bovinian civilization has been wrangled, the cowboy, naming himself Sheriff Lone Star, rode a rocket ship into the sunset, his job complete. Now Sheriff Lone Star fights as a mercenary in the Robot Wars, combining his awesome cowboy powers with high-tech weaponry to earn some solar to spend on whiskey and cigars. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. So this whole story is up on GamingHX.com already, if you'd head over there and check it out. I'm pretty sure I even put up some screenshots. So, yeah, go over there and look at that. That's hilarious.
Out of order. Completely out of order. All right. Well, here, speaking of Microsoft and Apple, you guys are winning the most tacky award from us this morning, the most highly tacky, just tasteless. GeekWire is reporting that there's, of course, a backlash from a tweet that was made by Microsoft UK suggesting that its followers remember the late singer Amy Winehouse by downloading her Back to Black album on the company's Zoom music service. Wow. The company was roundly criticized for trying to capitalize commercially on the singer's death. And in a follow-up tweet, of course, they apologized to anyone who was offended. This is also reminiscent of the backlash earlier this year over Microsoft being offering to donate $1 to the Japan Relief for every retweet. The criticism of Amy Winehouse's tweet may be well justified, but why is there no backlash over at the iTunes store? Because they're doing the same thing. They're selling her album Back to Black for $9.99. Yeah. I think we have some young people in marketing.
But are they announcing it and everything?
It's on their front page, and it's a big picture of her remembering Amy Winehouse on the front page of the App Store. On one hand, I completely understand what you're doing, but the thing is, you have to realize when somebody like Amy Winehouse dies, people are going to go download it anyway. You don't really have to tell them to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to think about her. They're going to buy it. And maybe instead of doing that, why don't you say a portion of our proceeds go to help Drug Foundation, or you know, all the proceeds from this go, make it something good, because right now it does look like you're capitalizing on her death.
Yeah. And this is exactly what they're doing, and this is horrible. I don't know. I feel sorry for the poor girl. She definitely had some demons.
She had demons, but is it worth you making some bucks off of it?
No.
Wow.
No, it's not.
It's
her
tacky.
Family's suffering right now, so.
Yeah, I think this is ultimately tacky of both of them. And again, it's not like I'm not saying we're all, you know, perfect. It did occur to me, I said, maybe I should go and download Rehab for Rock Band. I feel like listening to her, but it was more of I heard she died, I'm thinking of her. I wasn't even thinking about, you know, capitalizing or saying anything. Let's all play together and I'll charge $3 a hit or something. I mean, it's tacky. Anyway,
it is.
Just if you younger people in marketing who, you know, are looking at social marketing, because, and I'm saying that because I know somebody that's a little older from a different generation that's going to find this tacky wouldn't do something like this. I think it's a lot of us are not understanding not us, that newer generation not understanding boundaries. These are things you don't do. We've already told you before, you don't quit your job, call in sick, or any of those things via text or Facebook. This is another thing added to the list. Please do not use Twitter and Facebook to capitalize on somebody's death. You're going to make the money anyway. She's a famous singer. Her songs are in Rock Band, and they're in, God, what a couple of the karaoke revolution, whatever. She's in several games. You're going to make your money because people are thinking about her, so they're automatically going to go and download. Just stand back and just relax if you feel like you must make the money. But don't put it on the front page. It just looks tacky. Tacky, tacky, tacky. Anyway, moving along.
Moving right along. Oh, wrong page. Open again. I'm actually surprised we have Corey today. I figured she would be buried, like, I don't know, locked in her office and not taking any phone calls or anything.
Why is that?
Send three Town Life stuff. Packing stores today.
I don't do stuff packs. That's just stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm actually working on screenshots because do y'all know how how big these freaking screenshots are for The Sims 3? Oh, we tell you, people, and I'm not going to say, it's not even just EA. It is. These are massive. These are like the size you could step into the screenshot. It's big enough to fit on my wall. It's just huge.
Very nice.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, they say welcome your Sim to the neighborhood with updated styles for hair and clothing and new local hangouts. Remove that for sale sign from your house. Your Sim has new places to explore in town. Announced last month and now available for purchase, the Sims 3 Town Life Stuff Pack allows your Sim to have a leisurely Sunday afternoon in their neighborhood with new places to explore and items to update their style. Take your Sim to the park and watch them play in the new Sunny Bungalow playground set. With new items like slides, fountains, and more, your Sim will have countless hours to play. Additionally, Sims will also be able to revel at the new laundromat. Really? Revel at the laundromat?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So maybe they'll even meet a new Sim or two. For those Sims who prefer to handle their dirty laundry at home, they'll be able to add washers and dryers in their home. From new hairstyles to new clothing, the Sims 3 Town Life Stuff Pack gives any Sims the tools to create the comfortable and casual living they've been looking for at home and around the town. The Sims 3 Town Life Stuff Pack is now available at the EA store and can be purchased on shelves today. For more information on this title and all the Sims 3 games, you can visit thesims3.com. And if you head over to GameNatrix.com right now, I've got a whole crap load worth of pictures up.
And I'm about to add a trailer for your lovely viewing pleasure.
Yay!
Because Ginger loves me. She likes when I put up trailers.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because she got all excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was part of... Oh, God. These people with screenshots. God. What's wrong with you?
No. Some of these are open today, and they're like 6,000 by 4,000. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
Yes. You guys know what trouble you put us through even that. You crazy marketing people.
No, I don't want it any bigger than this by this. And no, I got to go and resize them all. And then, no. It's
out of control, completely out of control. Okay. Those of you who want money. And you want to play Call of Duty first. I just found this kind of puttering around the web. There's a tournament. Yes. Guess what you win. Just guess, Ginger.
A million Reese's Pieces.
You're close. $1 million cash.
Oh. Ooh. Yes. I like cash. Who do I got to kill?
Nobody. This is the Call of Duty $1 million tournament sponsored by Xbox 360. Will feature a roster of the top Call of Duty warriors in colossal 32-team single elimination tournament for a $1 million cash prize. This will take place on September 3rd. One victorious four-woman, Xbox, come on now. Crew will win $400,000 and international acclaim as the world's premier Call of Duty players. There will be four slots available for on-site qualification. Gamers from select locations worldwide will have the opportunity to pre-qualify for the remaining 28 slots. All pre-qualification contests will utilize Call of Duty Black Ops. You ones that are successful in qualifying will receive round-trip airfare to Los Angeles and an oxygen mask and hotel accommodations. I'm sorry, LA people. I just had to say it. And hotel accommodations to compete in the main event as Call of Duty XP. You can pop over to callofduty.com/XP/tournament to get details and to sign up to be notified when it's available. There's also, for those of you who just kind of want to go, you can purchase tickets. They're $150 for 2 days. This will get you in all events and activities with the exception of food. So you're going to charge me $150, and I have to pay for my own travel, and I don't get food. That's not how we do things here in Texas.
No, not so much.
Now, the only good thing is you may purchase only up to 2 tickets. They do need your name, so you can't be using your gamer tag. Tickets are non-transferable. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the Call of Duty Endowment, which is a nonprofit organization that helps returning veterans find employment. It also helps them establish careers and transition back into civilian life. So that's nice. Thank you. Good job.
Yes. Yes, that is very nice.
But you do need to feed some people. Gamers are cranky. You can also, I'm trying to see what else they have here. There, up on the site, there's a map and everything else, complete FAQ. I do like the map. The map is all interactive and cool. I like that map. I want one for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want one for us. I don't know what we'd have a map of, but hey. Why not? But this is going to take place Labor Day weekend. You can go to L.A. for the Labor Day weekend and have a good time. Just seriously, though, if you're allergy prone like I am, you do want to bring like your own Claritin. I did explain to y'all, Claritin in California a few years ago was $3. So just imagine what it costs now. One
wow,
Claritin.
That's crazy.
I stress, one Claritin in a package, not a box, because that would be okay for a box. One Claritin was $3 and some change at a gas station. One.
Oh, wow. That's nuts, people.
Yes, that is crazy.
You know what else is crazy?
What?
Shaking your monkey.
You know what? I'm done with you.
Have you ever wanted to shake your monkey with your friends but never found a way to make it happen?
No, I have not. I can honestly say no, I have not.
Have you ever wanted to be the center of a party and be cool?
I am the center of a party, and I am cool, but I didn't want to be.
Yes, you are. Well, thanks to the Shake the Monkey iOS app, you can now shake your monkey with all your college buddies, friends, and even the girl next door. That's hot. Well, we can't promise to make you cool, but we can give you a start. The Shake Monkey is a fun and slightly insane drinking game designed for the iPhone market. Players are given various drinking challenges that will have them or their friends falling on the floor while everyone else gets the point and laughs. It's a simple yet addictive game that can be enjoyed by a small group, large parties, or pretty much anywhere alcohol is being consumed. As part of the launch, users of the app are invited to send in videos of them or their friends shaking the monkey. All you have to do is upload your videos to YouTube or Vimeo and post it on the Shake Monkey's Facebook wall. The best videos will receive a special monkey shaker pack that includes a Want to Shake My Monkey t-shirt.
Stop it.
A custom game-themed shot glass and an inflatable banana. I want an inflatable banana. The video will also be featured as part of the promotional video for the app. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Yeah. All right, so that's over on GameAndMatrix.com right now, all the screenshots for that, which are hilarious. Because this does not say it, I would like to point out, for you of those of you who will download this and play this, please be careful and be safe. Drinking is, you know, of course, an adult sport for some of you, but yeah, be safe. And Corey's all quiet.
I'm trying to stay out of the monkey shaking.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying drink responsibly. You know, that's the new tagline.
Yes, yes. Drink responsibly.
Well, as if you people in China didn't have enough trouble, Zynga is launching Cityville in China.
Oh, fun. I was about to make a remark. That's not very nice. I'll just be nice.
yeah, I know what you were going to say.
China?
I heard that. I heard a couple things come in your head. Gold farming, all that good stuff. Okay, so Zynga will partner.
Gold farmers.
They'll be gold farming.
Ruin everything.
They'll be gold farming in Cityville, I'm pretty sure. Zynga will partner with online service portal Tencent. I like the name of that. It is Tencent. That's how it's spelled. Tencent to launch Cityville in China. The new game is called Zynga China and will be fully localized to include gameplay and content tailored to the region's culture and taste. I think you need to release that here just so we learn some different culture and taste. Cityville launched back in December of last year and now has more than 80 million monthly active users. The new partnership will give Zyniga access to Tencent's range of social networks, which have more than 674 million users. It is the most aggressive step Zyniga has taken to grow its business beyond Facebook, which is banned in China. It still accounts for the vast majority of the company's revenue. Wow, I did not know that.
That does not surprise me.
Of course, microtransaction-based business models are particularly popular among Chinese gamers, a fact evidenced by Tencent's $1.23 billion in profits during the last financial year. Zyniga City is being developed by Zyniga China, formerly XPD Media in Beijing. A beta version will launch on Tencent's PingYu platform soon, with a wider launch across the company's other platforms to follow. And this is from over at GI.biz. Wow. That is amazing. I did not know Facebook was banned in China.
It doesn't really surprise me. China is interesting, to say the least.
Don't say anything. We want to keep our servers there.
Do we have any left there?
Probably not.
No. Figures. And I'm over here cruising Facebook, and I don't have my page open. There we go. All right, because we all know I love this game. They're my favorite game ever, and yeah, I'm so lying. RuneScape launches Historic Clan Citadels expansion. You know, I was going to upload some screenshots for this, too, and I was like, no, those are so horrible. Expansion offers floating citadels, customizable castle keeps, and battlefield generators to wage war against your enemies. JGX Games today released the latest RuneScape expansion, Clan Citadels. This expansion fills RuneScape's horizon with a multitude of floating castles, offering in-game clans a much-anticipated, unique, and fully customizable gameplay experience. Details of the expansion were first released earlier this month, resulting in a surge of players rushing to join the game and pledge their allegiance to one of the existing 200,000-plus clans. Oh, wow. From today, any clan with five or more RuneScape members will be able to take ownership of its own citadels. Clan citadels are set to break the mold for group gaming and MMOs by offering players unmatched customization and freedom to create user-generated multiplayer content. Clans choose from four initial citadel layouts and propel their citadel into glorious sunshine or perpetual night. Players then have unrestricted customization options for their castle keep and can add a range of banners and flags, flying the colors of their clan for all to see. Why am I thinking there are going to be castles in the sky with great big flying penis flags?
Because you're probably right. You're probably dead right.
Yes. The centerpiece of today's expansion is a clan battlefield feature presenting unique sandbox environments allowing clans to generate their own gameplay, a RuneScape first. The Battleground Editor allows players to generate their own combat scenarios and multiplayer games. Clans can create any activity, including simple capture of the flag games, death matches, ball games, mazes, and any combination of these. Once the battlegrounds are fine-tuned, players can challenge other clans to participate in large-scale battles and competitions. Each clan citadel can be upgraded through seven tiers, unlocking more space, skilling hotspots, impressive elements, and special features. These include skilling zones, portal grounds, meeting areas, a senate, a dragon perch, and a party room. Yay! All right, so you people, yes, I said that, who are playing RuneScape, yay, y'all get a new expansion. Maybe one of these days y'all get better graphics.
Oh, you know that's not what it's about, Ginger.
Have you seen the graphics recently on this thing?
We are women. We like our... Yeah, anyway.
No. I really was. I was going to put up some screenshots, and then I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do it.
Well, maybe they got something. Maybe they got something really good going on over there. Who knows? Maybe they got really good stuff. No? You don't think so?
No.
I tried. Okay. So you guys have probably heard about the fight between... I can't talk today. I'm looking right at it. Apple and HTC. Did we talk about that last week, didn't we? Yeah. Well, in case we didn't, I'm going to update you real quick. Taiwanese phone maker HTC said it's willing to talk things out with Apple over the two companies' recent patent spat. Remember that now? Says we're open to all sorts of solutions as long as the solution and the terms are fair and reasonable. So HTC CFO Winston Yong told Reuters in an interview, on and off we've discussed with Apple even before the initial determination came out. The news comes after Apple scored a significant patent victory over HTC from the U.S. International Trade Commission 2 weeks ago. The victory could ultimately force HTC to stop selling Android phones in the U.S. Ooh, and could potentially be applied to Android phones from other manufacturers in the worst-case scenario. HTC said it will appeal the decision, but we won't know the full outcome until the end of the year. Earlier this month, HTC acquired S3 Graphics for $300 million, giving it access to S3's technology and significant patent portfolio. S3 also scored an ITC patent win of its own over Apple just a week before HTC announced its intentions to purchase the graphics company. But just like Apple's win over HTC, the S3 ruling is subject to review. HTC is already paying licensing fees to Microsoft for every Android phone it sells, a strategy that seems to be paying off quite well for Microsoft. So maybe Microsoft will step in and help. Paying out additional fees to Apple could end up being a major hit to HTC's revenues, but it's certainly better than some alternative outcomes. Google, not surprisingly, has little patience for these escalating smartphone wars. The tech industry has a significant problem. That's from Google General Counsel Kent Walker. This is what he told Reuters. Said software patents are kind of gumming up the works of innovation. Each side can blow the other up on some level. Everybody can block the other's products from coming to market. You can create this mutually assured destruction scenario, but it's very expensive to get all those munitions.
That is hilarious. Mutually assured destruction.
I like it. He went on to say that it's not good form to acquire patents just to disarm competitors. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt also expressed frustration last week over Apple's pursuit of lawsuits instead of innovation. And they're right. They're right. You guys need to step back and speak with your brains, not in the I'm going to block you from making it way, but I can make it better than you kind of thing, what needs to be happening. I don't want the Droid phones banned. I will not be getting an iPhone. I'll just keep my sort of smartphone here. That's fine.
Sounds good to me.
And we all know that geeks are very fickle. You start taking away their Androids, the ones that love their Androids just as much as they love their iPhone, and you're going to have a problem. I see iPads being thrown out of windows across the nation, iPhones and stuff. People will be very angry. I said geeks, and there are more of us than the regular people. Regular people don't know what's going on. They'll keep their iPhones, but as geeks, no.
No. I'm done with the iPhone.
See, there's one there.
My Android, my Xperia. She's so pretty.
I'm surprised she hasn't taken a video of her stepping on the iPhone, which she may do if you keep this up, Apple.
No kidding.
See?
Yes. Yes, once I got my Xperia in my hand and I realized just how awful, awful, horrible the iPhone was, no, I will never go back.
See? You lost the customer, Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
I blame it on you.
Mm-hmm.
As if I had somebody else to blame it on. I blame it on you.
All right, meet the Marbians and a retro space adventure for iOS, Android, I need to start over because apparently I'm not reading this correctly. Meet the Marbians and a retro space adventure for iOS and Android launching this week. Aim your shots to help the aliens return home. All right, so the Marbians, a retro marble-themed puzzle game for iOS and Android devices, will launch on the App Store and Android market this Friday, July 29th. The Marbians have crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, and have quickly taken to their marble-shaped spacesuits for safety. The Marbians need your help to fling and flick them through a collection of addictive puzzles and overcome numerous challenging obstacles to help them get back home. A free demo of the Marbians will be available on iOS and Android devices and will include the first 8 levels of the game. Players who want more will be able to unlock an additional 64 levels for 99 cents or $1.99 on the iPad. All right, so some features are the Marbians is a physics puzzler where players must fling and flick Marbians across increasingly challenging courses to collect moon rocks and find a way back to their UFO. Simple yet addictive gameplay that will keep players coming back to solve the next puzzle. Take a trip back to the 1940s with retro rock and roll tunes and aesthetics. Players will find the Marbians easy to jump right into, but can expect many surprising challenges in this off-the-wall retro 40s universe meets modern-day gameplay. Yes, and the screenshots for this are adorable. And I think I may have even put up a trailer. So head over to GameAndAtrix.com right now and check it out because it really does look cute.
Well, I must say it is a sad day for virtual chefs everywhere.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yes. Little mama have a slight accident in the kitchen?
No, but Flo's leaving the kitchen, the Facebook kitchen, that is. PlayFirst is pulling Dino Dash from Facebook.
Oh, no. Hey, wait a minute. Are they taking it somewhere else, maybe?
Quite possibly. They announced that they're closing the Facebook portal on the 29th of August in order to refocus efforts on other platforms. The daily average user rates for Dino Dash had dipped below 100,000 last month after a high of 257,000. I think that has to do with a lot of people didn't realize Dino Dash was on Facebook. I know one hardcore Dino Dash person that just realized this last week that it was on Facebook. And I've been telling her, but, you know, you get busy. She's like, oh, my God, I found Dino Dash. Anyway, MAU had dipped to 1.2 million from 2.5. This is from reports on Inside Social Games. No numbers were available on the success of Dino Dash's monetization mechanics, but it's assumed that the current audience figures were insufficient to sustain the game. He says, we view this as a strategic redistribution of resources to platforms where we see better growth potential, and those are the mobile platforms, especially iOS. This is from PlayFirst founder and CEO Mari Baker. Mari's awesome. Hi, Mari. Dino Dash is the company's only remaining game on the social network after the company decided to close a stablemate, Chocolatier, earlier this year after audience figures declined in a similar way. The withdrawal represents a major climb down from attitudes expressed by the developer following the round funding last year, which raised $9.2 million for development. They're good at raising money. Very good at raising money. I'm sorry to hear this. I did love me some Dino Dash, and it was one of the actual games that was on Facebook. And not, you know, Farmville.
Yeah.
It was an actual game. And it was just like the original. And there was plenty of things to do. Maybe we should try to get them to stay. What do you guys think out there? Should we try to get them to stay?
Well, seeing how I think most people are about to be
moving to Google Plus. I'm moving to Google Plus.
Speaking of anybody, I want to join. Somebody send me an invite.
I did send you an invite. You need to check your GameAndAtrix email more often, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, I'll check in just
a minute. You'll see out there what I have to deal with. They want stuff and then they don't check their email.
Where I checked it yesterday and I didn't see anything.
Sure, she did.
Log it in. Da 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 da. All right. So, anyways, I guess I should read a story while I'm doing this. Riot Games celebrates the end of League of Legends Season 1. Registered players surpass 15 million with over 1.4 million players every day. One of the world's most popular online. Is that a yawn? I heard that.
No, that was a yay.
Oh, yay. That sounded like a yawn. One of the world's most popular online games continues expanding with over 4 million active players each month and peak concurrency in North America and Europe, totaling over 500,000 players. Riot Games, we don't care about that. With over 15 million registered players, an average of 10 games of League of Legends start every second of every day. As the first season of competitive League of Legends plays comes to a close, the number of active players each month has grown to over 4 million. Brandon Beck, CEO of Riot Games, says, "We are extremely proud and appreciative of the devoted League of Legends community, which has grown substantially over the last year and a half. We're committed to continuing to match their dedication with our relentless focus on ongoing enhancements to the player experience and with great new features, content, and polish. And we have some very exciting surprises in store just around the corner." The League of Legends service currently operates servers in North America and Europe. Peak concurrency between the two platforms totals over 500,000 simultaneous players.
Spit it out, girl. Spit it out.
Apparently I can't. All right. Well, they've got some other stats about who all's viewing the pages and whatnot, but I'm not going to go into that. So anyways, way to go, League of Legends. I know I've played you for, you know, a couple of times for maybe a total of like an hour, two or three. Way to go. I know I've got some friends who are highly addicted, and if you can ever return them back to me, that'd be great. Thanks.
We'll get right on that. Thanks.
I miss you guys. Come back.
I am over at GamePolitics.com, ironically enough. They just did a redesign. Have you seen it? Did you notice it was a redesign?
I have it open, and I've been there all morning, and I noticed, like, the new header at the top and everything was different.
They added some new stuff. Oh, I guess only I would notice that it's redesigned. It's different. It's nice. I sent him a tweet yesterday. Something's very nice. Good
job. I did like the new header. It's very pretty.
I like the header, the login box. And
the header kind of reminds me of a squid.
Don't say that. I have this thing with squids and mermaids. Okay. So, thanks a lot, Ginger. Now I'm going to be scared all day.
Poor Corey. And my next status update on Facebook is...
You find squids, I will cut you. No, you're just a few hours away. I will come find you and cut you. All right. Octopuses, and they taste just as nasty as they look. Anyway.
Oh, calamari is awesome.
You are on your own, ma'am. No. Oh, no, you ate calamari. I'm talking about the real thing where I ate some wonton soup. You guys know what I'm talking about. The real wonton soup, not that stuff they give you with the squid in it. Yeah. Ooh, that was nasty. Ugh. Anyway. Oh, that reminds me. While I'm on the subject of things that taste nasty, you know that Fiber One cereal they keep advertising?
Mm-hmm.
How good it is. That is a lie. Do not fall for it, people. You know,
does not surprise me at all.
Yeah,
Pretty much anything that they say, oh, it's good for you, it's going to be horrible.
Well, the granola from the other Kellogg's company is very good. That's good. And it looks like it should be nasty, but that's actually good. But that Fiber One cereal, you know, and I'm reading why I'm telling you this is because you guys know out there, we keep telling you as gamers, to be on your best game, you got to eat right and take care of yourself. Yay. So you're not crazy. You know, so I pick up from time to time, pick that up thinking, oh, this is going to taste good.
No.
Oh, it doesn't taste like cardboard. That is exactly what it tastes like. Nasty.
Ew.
It's nasty. Oh, nasty. Ew. Okay. Anyway, Zeboid Games is saying they basically call Microsoft out. It says you got to do more to promote indie games on Xbox Live, Indie Games Arcade, or risk losing the service's most talented developers to other platforms. I have to agree. This warning comes after Boyd's Games, Cthulhu Saves the World, and Breath of Death 7 sold more in 1 week on Steam than an entire lifespan on Xbox Live Indie Games. Ouch.
Wow.
The Xbox Live Indie Game is a great solution for new developers, Boyd told Edge. It's cheap, it's easy to learn, which is true, and has a great community of people that are willing to help each other. However, from a perspective of actually making good money, I do not believe it is a viable platform. The greatest strength and greatest weaknesses of the service is that it's the most open platform we've seen on any home console. Just about anyone can release an Xbox Live indie game title, which is true, and just about anyone does. As a result, the service has gotten a reputation for being full of garbage. Very true. Xbox Live Indie Game Arcade basically has the low price expectations and flood of product that Apple App Store has, combined with the low visibility of Nintendo's digital stores. It's no wonder most titles sell poorly. Greater visibility for high-quality titles on the service would be a great help. I believe Microsoft always intended for Xbox Live Indie Games to be a stepping stone for new developers. Prove yourself on Xbox Live Indie Games and then find real success on the XBLA, he continued. The problem is that right now it's more of a stepping stone to find success on other platforms like the PC and mobile markets and not on Xbox 360 itself. Microsoft should be doing more towards making indie games a scouting ground for future talent. And despite his qualms about the games doing poorly on Xbox Indie Games, Boyd says he has no... I believe that starting out on XBLIG was the correct choice for us. Without the experience and positive reputation that we gained from making XBLIG titles, I believe it would have been much more difficult to get approved for Steam. And that's from Edge, or Next Gen Biz, if you want to get. Edge keeps moving around. Edge, I need you guys to stay put. I can never find you. You're worse than we are. Like, we're about to, should I warn them that I'm about to redo the site yet again? Should I warn them?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, y'all, we're doing it again. I change my mind every other week. Ginger and Blaster have threatened to cut me, and Snow didn't say anything. She just started sharpening a knife and said, here we go again. So, sometimes I see things and it looks pretty, so I want to change it.
We are girls. We reserve the right to change our mind whenever we want.
Why does Ginger sound like she fell in a hole? Is it me or is it you?
Oh, no, it's me. I moved my mic. I'm sorry.
You were giving me a weird sense of vertigo like I was falling. So I was like, is this the same thing yesterday? I was like, am I passing out? I need to know this so that I can call for help.
I moved my mic really a little bit so it wouldn't be like right in my face.
You know it's hot? I thought I was passing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's all nice and overcast here today. I love it.
It's overcast. It's so hot.
Yeah. I know all the listeners, you know, want to hear about the weather.
Of course they do.
Oh, if y'all live in Texas, you have no idea. It's overcast, and we are about ready to, like, party. It's awesome.
I'm going to tell you how bad it is. It rained here the other day for, like, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was outside dancing, and I am not even joking.
Oh, girl, I found a I found a sim where they have rain and thunderstorms, and I sat there and just listened to it for hours the other day.
Ginger, I'm going to cut you for your tweet.
I love you, Corey. All right. So, because this is exactly what's about to happen, Hysteria Project. Hysteria Project 2 coming to PlayStation Minis, PSP, and PS3 in Europe on August 10th. Bulky Pix and Sonic Games are happy to announce the release of Hysteria Project 2, the sequel of award-winning best-selling horror game Hysteria Project on Sony's Minis platform for PSP and PS3. Did you think you had survived the nightmare? You were wrong. In the wake of Hysteria Project, which received a Milthon Award in 2009 for its originality, Hysteria Project 2 pushes the thrilling experience further, with much richer and more varied gameplay and even more oppressive atmosphere. The game continues where the first episode ended. You wake up on a hospital bed, hazy, not remembering much of what happened to you. You are amazed to discover that you have a tattoo on your arm, a tattoo you don't remember getting. The clash
of that's true of a lot of people.
The clash of metal stirs you from your thoughts. You hear footsteps, and they are getting stronger, louder, and faster. There's a silhouette in the distance. He is back. With a frantic succession of film sequences, puzzles to solve, 360-degree scenes with clues to find, and life-critical threats where quick, decisive action is required, Hysteria Project 2 takes you on a hardcore ride through laser fields, corridors of flames, and the untidy premises of an abandoned medical facility. Feel the fear from your character's rapid breathing while descending into the heart of hell. Hysteria Project 2 will be released in the European PlayStation Store on August 10th at the price of $1.99, pounds, francs, cookies, what a little C sign is, and $1.74, whatever the little L sign is, London dollars. It'll be released in the Americas at a later date at the price of $2.49. And I've got a whole bunch of screenshots up on GameAndMatrix.com right now. They are indeed frightening. Oh, not like gory frightening, but as in like, ooh, this is eerie.
That doesn't scare me.
They were, they're not like scary, but they're very eerie, very creepy.
Now, those of you who are in the Houston area, I'm going to alert you to the fact that Borders Books in Maryland is going out of business. They do sell some games there.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to point out to you, they have 40 to 50% off of everything in the store. 30 to 50% off.
Did you see games?
I was there yesterday. It's being picked over. Not just games, but you like your little gadgets. Like they have a Kindle? It's not a Kindle. They have their own little e-reader thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me like they're going completely digital. Like they're going out of, they're getting rid of their physical presence, but everything will be digital. So it might be helpful to have their reader. They sell a bunch of other stuff in there. If you need lap boards for your laptop, covers for your iPad, your cell phone, you need a coffee cup, just all kinds of stuff. So go and I'm cutting you, Ginger.
I didn't do it that time. Wait, no, I might have.
That's a delayed. Yeah, I told y'all. We'll talk about that later. Evil Apple. But anyway, if you were interested in going to pick up some things over there, also Scott Pilgrim, the graphic novel on sale. Yeah, I have one. Bought it.
I'm jealous. I've been on a dirty, trashy romance novel kick.
I've been writing a dirty, trashy romance novel. That's where the money is, I'm telling you.
Ooh.
No, I'm not sharing it with you. You can stop. Ooh. And no, you will not find it, those of you listening.
I want to read it.
I have a nom de plume I hide under. You will never find it.
See, now that sounds like a challenge.
You are not finding anything. See, this is geek for...
Come on, Corey.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Wow, that is not very nice.
Yes, it is nice.
You're not sharing. That's so nice.
This is how I feel about you and that. Snow wanted to hear him get eaten yesterday. Apparently she likes that.
Yes, by the way, very hilarious. You got run over by an 18-wheeler.
No.
I was laughing as I was driving down the road.
You try not to get hit by me as I'm driving down the road.
All of words. You couldn't get in the car.
I couldn't open the door. All of words. People, y'all need to fix that glitch. All right. Anyway, you guys know where to find us. HumanAgents.com, GamerGhostRadio.com. We're going into non-streaming. You can listen to the rest later. And if any of you feel like being nice, you can buy me that new Sims stuff that you're just really feeling generous. Not that I have room for it on my hard drive.
Oh, girl. I gotta clean mine again.
You gotta clean yours. Mine was so full, I couldn't defrag one of my drives, and it hadn't been defragged in, like, years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I'm filling in. Well, all right, I know what I'm filling up with. I have too many games on my computer.
As it is being a gamer, sure.
Too many games, I'm like, you know, I've not played this one since I reviewed it. I can uninstall it now, I think.
Yes, I'm going to be making a sheet for us for that, because I forget to. I got like 6 MMOs on it. I don't know how big those are.
I know, and I'm looking at reinstalling. Wow.
You keep saying that.
I know I keep saying that. I haven't done it yet. I'm trying to resist.
Aren't they going free to play?
To level 20, yes.
Boo!
Which is why I'm thinking about playing. I just... Oh. I broke that addiction, darn it.
You just reminded me of a line from What's Love Got to Do with It. I done give up that narcotic and that's you. I done gave up that addiction.
It's coming back to haunt me. It won't let go.
See, that's what he said too.
Alright, it's my game again?
No, it's
my game. My turn?
No, it's not your go again. It is my turn. Thank
you. Your turn. Alright. Well, see, I'm just eager. That's all.
We like you that way.
Hmm.
Do y'all know Ginger's always naked in Second Life every time I see her? I just want to share that with y'all.
I'm not naked. I have clothes on.
Every time I see her, she is next to naked. I think she had some gauze last time I saw her. I don't know.
All right. You may have been right about the gauze. I do have some gauze clothing.
See? Gauze. Just nothing but gauze.
Those bandages.
For what? Why did you need some bandages is my question.
My pixels, they felt like they needed bandages.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all help y'all's friend out there, please. So real quick, before I jump into my next story, if you want to check out the Sims 3 Town Life Stuff Pack trailer, it is up on our YouTube channel and on
Yay!
The front page of our site. Okay? Another quick tidbit, those of you like Connectimals, stay added bears. I don't know why, okay? I don't know why.
Wow, now I've got the whole Bear Force One song going through my head.
Bears. Yes.
I said bears?
Yeah, I want to make sure that they heard me. Bears. Yes, bears, like, you know, what is the name? Cinnamon Bear. A Glacier Whistle. A Panda. Polar. Yeah, there's bears.
Wow. All right.
And I think you have to you have to buy it, which is the bad part. I think this should have just been some DLC. You know, you pay your $5 and you can add bears to your game.
Yeah.
Oh, I went so northern then. Did you hear that? You can add bears. What was that? I am so not northern.
I know. And you've not even been hanging around northern people, have you? You've been hanging around some English boys, I think.
I have been hanging around nobody.
Uh-oh.
I have been secluded in gaming. Yeah.
Jamie Hill.
I forgot what I was saying. Someone
tweeted.
Yeah, that they were sad to hear Borders is going out of business. Borders. Oh. I'm surprised Borders stayed around this long, honestly. Borders, when they went, they first opened their shop, they were selling records. When records were on the way out. And then when we started moving to digital, a lot of people lost their shirts thinking that, oh, this digital thing won't last. In my old life, when I ran another website, I got to interview Busta Rhymes, who's one of my favorite rappers, by the way. We kept having these where we'd run into each other often, so I finally stopped him to interview him for another website I used to have, and he was very upset about the whole digital thing. I wonder if I could find that somewhere. But he was like, it won't last, it's a fad. My Busta, it wasn't a fad.
Wow.
iTunes, soon. And what started it all? What was that? Napster started the whole thing.
They just
people just adapted it and made it a paying service. Sometimes you have to just embrace the new technology. Anyway.
Yes, you do.
Moving along.
Moving along. New Age of Empires Online Civilizations and Booster Reveal.
It was not your turn. So why is she trying to take my...
I'm trying.
She is trying to take my thirst. You go ahead, girl.
The 16th August marks the launch of Age of Empires Online and the beginning of a new golden age for the game. In addition to the Greek and Egyptian civilizations, the Defense of Crete booster pack, and a collection of cool empire extras, the game will also be adding new premium content monthly to further expand your gameplay options in a persistent and evolving world. Today, we're excited to give you a sneak peek at two new civilizations and a booster pack coming by the end of 2011. Celtic civilizations. Invaders from the northern tribes are here. Take on the Celt, master of metalworking and crafting, as you explore new lands and new challenges in Age of Empires Online. Explore the snowy northern realms as you learn their new units, such as the frenzied Woad Raiders, the dangerous druids, and the powerful Celtic swordsmen. Earn new gear and great rewards with the Celts. Pro-Persian civilization. Travel east as you command the Persians, one of the most powerful empires in the ancient times. At their height, the Persians controlled much of the known world and influenced culture around the globe. Take control of unique units such as the Immortals, mounted Persian archers, and special attack elephants. Uncover new unit gear and advisor cards. Single-player and player-versus-player battles await you. And there's also the Skirmish Hall Booster Pack. With the Skirmish Hall booster, you control the battlefield, customize your starting age, starting forces, beginning resources, difficulty levels, and even the number of enemies you face. Take on one, two, or three enemies at set the teams and choose the maps. With this level of customization, Age of Empires Online, players can create nearly endless hours of gameplay while varying the battlefield scenarios. In the Skirmish Hall, a rich and robust experience awaits you. I'm going to have to play this. This sounds like fun. All right, so again, that is Age of Empires Online.
Ah, is it my turn?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll quit trying to steal your turn.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Aw.
Hmm.
I love you, Corey.
And I say,
I love you, Corey.
All right, fine.
You're my favorite, Corey.
You're getting faced for that. Okay, so Sega has teamed up. Sega has teamed up with UK charity Gamers Aid to host a special cricket charity tournament on September 7th on the Q Green in London. I love how that's spelled, K-E-W-Q. I'm going to name a character Q somewhere. Q Green is going to be the name. The first annual Games Aid Cricket Challenge Cup hopes to raise around €2,200 for Games Aid. This is what we need to know here. She knows the denomination. And you don't have to be an actual participant to donate some of the much-needed cash to the charity. You can make a donation over at justgiving.com/Grammy-Struthers. Last year's event won by the Screaming Lord Hatches Invitation in only 11. What kind of name is that?
One that the parents must not have liked him much for.
This year, the team's competing in a 10-on-10 match, competing in 10 versus 10 matches. Players donate 50-something euros for a chance to play, and all proceeds go towards Games Aid. Sega is proud to host the inaugural Games Aid Cricket Challenge Cup, and we look forward to the second annual Industry Cricket Challenge. Healthy completion and fun between industry peers while raising awareness and funds for Games Aid epitomizes the spirit of our industry. This is from the UK Managing Director, John Clark. He says, we'd also like to win our trophy back. This year's teams, that's cute, are the Sega All-Stars, captained by John Clark, Square Enix, captained by Ian Livingstone from Eidos, The Outcasts, an assembly of industry personalities captained by Doran Garfunkel, and Screaming Lord Hatch's Invitational 11, captained by Alistair Hatch, and comprised of various industry PRs and press. Again, you can go over to gamesaid.org if you would like to donate, or if you live in the area and want to participate. That is not a working link for these people. It's studied to where I was getting it from. If you go to gamepolitics.com, their link is not working right now. I'm sure they'll catch on soon. And until they do, go to www.gamesaid.com. I need to give them a heads up, our peoples.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, I was over here looking at the Google Plus stuff.
Yeah. I told you it was awesome.
It is awesome. All right. What else do I have? All right. Tekken Bowl. Are you?
Yes, it's your turn. Go, baby.
My turn. Tekken Bowl is available now for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. A memorable mini game from Tekken Tag Tournament. Namco Bandai Games Incorporated released Tekken Bowl for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad on July 23rd of 2011. Tekken Bowl was first introduced as a mini-game in Tekken Tag Tournament, a brawling action game released in 2000 for consoles. In it, you can select characters from the Tekken series and then play a round of bowling with them. The game has been powered up for its return to the iPhone. Come back here. Two modes to choose from, easy to pick up, but hard to master. 10-pin mode. This mode uses standard bowling rules. You have 10 frames on which to aim for the highest score possible. The strength of your throw is determined by the power meter, which moves up and down, and spin on your throw is controlled by the spin meter, which moves back and forth. Watch the meters carefully and tap the screen with the right timing to roll the ball with the power and spin you want. 10-pin mode also features a two-player mode where friends can take turns and compete with each other. Puzzle mode. Each stage of puzzle mode has a different layout of pins, poles, and other items. The goal is to knock down all the pins with as few balls as possible. The number of balls remaining is indicated on the right side of the screen, and you'll earn a gold, silver, or bronze medal depending on how many are left at the end of the stage. Unlike ten pin mode, you'll have to carefully consider the power and direction of each shot. Sit back and watch the ending after completing all 30 stages. Plus, if you get all three types of medals for every stage, you'll get a special ending. All right, so if you like bowling, it does look like there is a new game out for you. So you can head over to the iTunes store now. Again, it is called Tekken Bowl, which is T-E-K-K-E-N-B-O-W-L. So go check it out. I do not have any screenshots for you. Sorry.
Yes, you do. Do it. Do it.
There weren't any with this one.
Do it.
I'll have to find some.
All right. Well, Digital Media Wire is reporting that revenue is starting to add up from these freemium games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. New research from Flurry provides impressive numbers to support the freemium game business model by disclosing that the average purchase from within otherwise free-to-play mobile games is about $14. Jefferson Valadares, Flurry's general manager of games, went so far as to compare some freemium games to a financial Trojan horse. It's got to be, because I don't see it. Flurry, which is built a leading mobile application analytics and recommendation engine-driven advertising platform. Yes, I had to take a breath in the middle of that. Forecast that these seemingly trivial games, therefore, will contribute significantly to a total U.S. iOS and Android game revenue of more than $1 billion. Based on data collected from 3.5 million consumers, this $14 average will strike the average freemium player as implausibly high, and that's because only 3% of players will spend anything at all. And of that small percentage, 71% spent under $10, but over 5% spend more than $50, the price of a high-quality console game title, in a single transaction. If you're a game designer, your main takeaway is that very few transactions and consumers who complete those transactions make up a bulk of revenue, Valadares said, indicating that these are the consumers developers should target. In early July, Flurry found that the games drive 75% of revenue generated among top 100 grossing iOS apps, and of that share, 65% was generated from freemium games like consistently top 10 selling Tap Revenge from Tapalus. Again, you can go check that out over at digitalmediawire.com. They have a nice graph that's showing the number of transactions if you're more visually inclined of how much people are spending. Or you can pop over to Flurry Analytics, and check those out if you're into the numbers. That is amazing to me.
That does seem amazing.
I got to finish that game, don't I? We need a piece of this pie.
Yes, 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 yes.
Anybody out there want to develop a game for us? Yeah, I got it all worked out. All you got to do is do the coding. That's what's slowing me down. I'm not fast at coding. I'm such a slow coder. It's not my forte. You want to toss one more in before we go, Ginger?
I could. I actually got sort of a short one real quick.
Go.
All right. Xbox 360 wireless headset with Bluetooth. Oh, never mind. That's a fact sheet.
You can tell us about it if you like.
Oh, well, it looks like there is a new Xbox 360 wireless headset with Bluetooth. And Xbox 360 media remote coming soon. Let the fun go to your head with the Xbox 360 wireless headset with Bluetooth. With this all-in-one device, gamers can go from chatting with their friends on Xbox Live to talking on a Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone without changing headsets.
Oh, that's hot.
That is hot. The device is compatible with Bluetooth devices such as mobile phones and PCs, in addition to being able to connect to Xbox 360 through the console's standard radio frequencies. The Xbox 360 wireless headset with Bluetooth will be available for £39.99, pounds, francs, lindens, whatever the little L sign is, and will be available in stores worldwide beginning early November 2011. That is hot.
That's very hot. I think I'm
I wish there were some pictures of this, but they didn't give me anything.
I saw the picture that they sent of the remote, but no headset. Why not the headset?
I don't know. It says it has noise cancellation, Bluetooth 3.0 technology, easily switch between Xbox to Bluetooth mode to answer calls with the flip of a switch. Blue and green LED rings of light visually show which mode the device is in. Comes with three sizes of ear gels and ear loop to ensure a comfortable fit during extended gaming periods.
Yeah.
Allows up to 8 hours of talk time and 300 hours of standby on a single charge.
Now, here's my question. Is that Bluetooth on any phone, or is that going to be Windows phone specific?
I do not know, and I'm not seeing where they say it.
Maybe it's time for me to ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As you hear, it's time for us to go.
Mm-hmm. Houston, Texas, baby.
We're trying to get Ginger to move here.
Yes, I want to.
Come on over. We got room.
Mm-hmm. I'll go be Corey's neighbor. It'd be awesome.
Well, I'm sorry. Somebody bought that house just yesterday.
No!
No! They moved in. I was like, duck!
Oh, they tell them, hey, sorry, you got to move out. That house is reserved.
I tell them, people died in here. I won't tell them this is virtual people, but my former neighbor was a keeper. I'd be like, lots of people died here. You don't want to stay here.
It's haunted.
It would be funny if they turn around and said, what kind of people? Do you mean people from Call of Duty?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, guys. You know where to find us. We'll see ya mañana.
We'll see ya mañana.
Final note, Ginger, you better cut my check.
Yeah, I think so.
See you guys tomorrow. Have Ginger's money ready.
You better.